Greetings. I just want to share a few positive words for you today. With all things that is happening, we must raise our consciousness to a higher level. Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 87, and we're going to continue with safety and health, the updates to this pandemic situation that we have going on, natural aids for pandemic safety. And the last episode I was talking about, I was going to expound upon the facial masks that we use, those that we use every day going out in the world, as well as keeping social distancing in the forefront of our minds, 6 feet apart. Also, for those of our first responders, essential workers, and frontliners that have to use and interchange facial masks every day. Some we have heard that they have to keep their mask on for hours during first, second, and third shift that they have to work. There's other places, some friends of mine told me that each day when they go into work, their managers or their supervisors give them a mask, one mask, and they have to keep that one mask for a week before they're allowed to get another one. And this is for those who are working at some nursing homes, those who are working at independent livings, assisted livings, and those who are actually taking care of the elderly and the young adults and the babies that need our assistance in the hospital settings. That's, you know, a bit disconcerting that you have to use one mask for a couple of days or for a week. And the material that a lot of these masks are used from, and the research that I've done on them, is that a lot of the materials, the surgical masks, have fillers. And these filler materials come from a polypropylene kind of material. Some also are made from wool felt. And that's like that material that, you know, you can use in arts and crafts. It's a felt kind of material. And then some are actually derived from fiberglass. Knowing all this, there's only one particular material, which is the wood felt, that is more on a natural sense because it comes from wool. But the polypropylene is actually packing material. And they're filaments of plastic. And also the fiberglass paper that some of these masks are made from, they're reinforced plastic materials. Now, when you have these items, now don't get me wrong, I am not saying that you mustn't wear masks, because we're in a situation where the mask is one of the greatest benefits that we have, the one essential equipment that we have that could prevent a lot of the things from taking place. You know, breathing in, those that are sneezing, those that are coughing, those who have colds, those that have, you know, some health issues for breathing it in. Don't get me wrong, we have to wear them. It's just that the material. So what I'm saying is that because you have to use these masks day in, day out, for hours, for weeks before you can get another one, there's a lot of issues that might be taking place with your face because of some of these unnatural materials that they're made from. And I'm telling you, we have to start doing facial regimens. Okay, upon everything else that we have to do with making sure the washing of the hands, making sure of some of the other things is when you come into the house, the clothes that you have on, you have to take those clothes off, put them in a bag. They says if you put it in a dryer, you can kill some of the viruses that might settle on your clothing for the how many days that it can stay on your clothing, and it'll kill it before washing. Upon all of those things that you have to do, well, with me now, I clean. At nighttime before I go to rest, I clean in front of my house areas that we walk, and I clean that area, disinfecting it, wipe off the doorknobs and everything prior to going to bed because I might be the last one coming in the house. I do all this. Upon doing all these things, we also have to understand that we have to take care of our inner body, ourselves, who we are. And the best thing to do, or the best way to do that, is that we have to stop, center, and just give ourselves a moment to do these things for ourselves so we can constantly regenerate, reheal, just in case if our resistance for taking care of others are a little low. We constantly have to do things to keep our resistance going. So what I'm saying is that you have to do things to your face. You have to make sure you're cleaning your face. Make sure you're toning and moisturizing the face in order for the face to be healthy enough to withstand the wearing of the mask day in and day out. Because you're going to start finding breakdowns. For instance, a friend of mine, she came and she had some slight irritants to her face. She couldn't understand where it came from. And that's when it dawned on me. And I says, how many times do you change your mask? And she told me not very often because they are limited in the mask that they have. So they have to wear their mask for during the whole shift or for a couple of days before getting a new one. And that's when I told her, says, well, maybe you're having an allergic reaction to the mask. And it dawned on her and says that could be it because she never had these irritants from before. That's when I told her that now you got to start doing facial regimens, not just the basic regimens that you usually do when you come home, you wash your face, and you pretty much go to bed. You have to go through a cleansing because you have to clean off whatever that may adhere to the top layer of your skin, which is an organ, and which a lot of times, a lot of your skin absorbs a lot of things that sits on top of it. So I told her you have to do a cleansing, a very good cleansing, but a cleansing that has like B12s and certain vitamins in it. So as you're cleansing, you're putting back some nutrients back into the lining of your skin. Then I told her, says, the toning and the moisturizing, you have to, because cleansers have to have a tendency to maybe strip some of the moisturizing in the skin. So you have to put that back on top of the nutrients that you give your skin in order for it to heal, in order for it to build, because just like your immune system, your face needs to keep up with wearing this mask each and every day. So there you have it. I have to say we are coming up against some nuances, things that never happened before in our personal lives, things that we've never experienced because of the pandemic crisis that we're going through right now. So what I'm saying to you is, yes, our lists get longer each and every day on what we need to do, but we can do it. The word out there that you hear constantly is that we can get through this. And if we constantly are helping each other, fortifying each other with information just to keep us going, to actually attack some of the issues that we've never had before, we can get through it. And I want to do this in a natural and healthy way for all of my listeners that are part of the frontliners, the first responders, and the essential workers. So there you have it, my listeners. I appreciate you. I honor you for those who are really out there putting this, keeping everyone together the best way that you can. This is Taliba for Natural Times, and I hope and pray that all of you have a natural day. See ya.